Hello, and good evening. I'm David Williams. My voice might normally be enough to send you to sleep, and tonight, that is the idea, because I am going to be reading you a sleep story called Sienna, the Sleepy Sloth. That's a lot of S's. Now start by getting yourself settled under the covers. Are you settled? Good. Now let your eyes close and allow your breath to become soft and deep. With a big breath in and a slow breath out. Good. Now, as we commence our story, we travel to one of the most beautiful places on the planet. Our journey begins in the tropical landscape of Central America, in the coastal rainforests of Costa Rica. I've never been, but I hear it's very nice. Right, the story is starting now. Early one afternoon, high in the branches of a towering tree, a peaceful creature awoke to a brand new day. She was a furry young sloth, and her name was Sienna. She blinked her little eyes and took a deep breath, gazing out across the jungle, admiring her home as it flourished all around her. Flowers bloomed with petals of pink and blue. Flares of sunlight beamed through the forest canopy, and the whole place abounded with every shade of green you've ever seen. Sienna allowed the music of the jungle to fill her ears, that soothing ring of chirping birds and buzzing things. The last of a morning rainfall dripped and dropped from the trees and pattered onto the leafy brush that covered the forest floor. The entire jungle seemed to rustle and whisper as a million marvelous creatures of all shapes and colors prospered in the light of the sun. Sienna lived with her mother deep in the rainforest, in the branches of a giant cecropia tree. And in that forest, and in that tree, life for Sienna was simple and restful. That afternoon, she started her day as she always did. She climbed down the tree to a leafy branch and munched on a breakfast of cecropia leaves, her absolute favorite. Then she climbed a little farther down to the thickest branch of the tree and waited for her mother to arrive to teach the daily lesson. Every day since Sienna was born, her mother had been training her in the ways of sloth life and the duty of the sloth. You see, the jungle was a place of harmony, where every single creature had an important role. The monkeys swung in the trees, shaking fruits and nuts to the ground for other animals. The hummingbirds fluttered from bushes to vines, spreading pollen so that the plants of the jungle would grow and thrive. And the sloth had a very special duty indeed, a responsibility that every one of them enjoyed and cherished. The role of the sloth was to encourage the jungle to rest. Before long, Sienna's mother shuffled down the trunk of the tree and arrived with a radiant smile. She was an elegant sloth who had been around, well, forever as far as Sienna was concerned. She was patient and wise, with a fur coat of brown and grey, like charcoal mixed with chocolate.
"Good afternoon, Mother," Sienna said. "I'm rested and ready for my daily lesson."
"Well, that's wonderful, my dear. But today, there is no lesson," Mother said with a sly grin. "Your training is complete. It's time for you to take what you've learned and bring it out to the jungle."
Sienna was overcome with pride. But, at the same time, she was a little nervous about all the responsibility. Was she really ready? "My dear," her mother said, "what is the duty of the sloth?" "To inspire rest and relaxation in the jungle," Sienna recited. "Very good. And what are the three ways of sloth life?" "Move slowly, breathe deeply, and sleep soundly," Sienna declared, with a confident smile. "Very good again," Mother said. "I've watched your progress closely, Sienna. You are sleeping 2/3 of the day, and you're hanging, napping, and munching like a full-grown sloth. You're ready to head out there and inspire the jungle to rest and relax." The challenge was daunting but exciting. Sienna looked out through the trees, just wondering where and how she would begin to fulfill her duty. And just then, a sound echoed through the trees. The distant call of a howler monkey, coming from far off in the jungle. It was deep and raspy, and it rose and held for a long while before fading to silence. When it was finished, Sienna and her mother sat and waited, perfectly still, but for their bellies breathing and eyes blinking. The jungle continued to rustle and whisper, and the remnants of rain still pattered down from the trees to the ground. But after a moment, there it was again. The deep and raspy call of the howler monkey. Sienna could see a knowing look on her mother's face. "What does it mean?" she asked. Her mother explained that it was a call for help from Kaleo, the oldest animal in the jungle. Kaleo was the official historian of the rainforest. He had a miraculous memory, and it was his job to keep track of every major event in the jungle, going back many, many years. Animals would gather around by the dozen as Kaleo spun epic tales of the rainforest. He recounted mesmerizing stories about the high tides of 1985, the full moon of 2002, and the downpour of 2004. "He started calling out late last night," Mother explained, "and it's been getting more frequent through the morning. It seems that Kaleo needs our help because he can't sleep." Mother proposed that this was Sienna's chance to trust in her training and fulfill her duty. She would travel to see Kaleo and inspire him to rest and relax. Sienna's mother cuddled her up with a huge hug and gave her a kiss on the head.
"Thank you, Mother. I won't let you down," Sienna said.
She shuffled down the trunk of the tree, slow and steady, eager to fulfill the duty of the sloth. Sienna reached the bottom of the tree and stepped onto the forest floor for the very first time. She embarked into the jungle, plodding ahead through the brush, fascinated to see up close what she had only seen from high above. There were plants with leaves so big they could have wrapped her up like a blanket. The ground was a sea of bark and twigs and leaves, flourishing with ferns and shoots and trees. Giant roots wound over the earthy surface and tunneled down below. And rocks lay scattered about in dazzling shades of white and grey. There was a giant fallen tree trunk, splintered into a heap of wood, with scores of little shrubs sprouting on top of it. Tiny trees to be, reaching upward toward the sun. An endless shower of delicate things seemed to glide down from the forest canopy, a sprinkling of seeds and pods and leaves, which tapped and flicked against the leafy ground in a rhythm that seemed in no rush to end. Once in a while, a rustle would sound in the trees, and Sienna would look up to see a flock of birds taking off for an afternoon flight. And every so often, she would hear the deep and raspy call of Kaleo as it rose and held and faded. She followed the sound, lumbering through the jungle, getting a tiny bit closer with each careful step. By late afternoon, Sienna found herself climbing around a tree so wide, she wondered if she would ever get around it. And when she reached the other side, who did she see perched on a moss-covered rock? But a beautiful bird. It was a scarlet macaw, a stunning parrot, with a rainbow of feathers, red down his head and back, and stripes of green, yellow, and blue dashing down his wings. A long, feathery tail ran down his back, far past his feet. His beak was curved and white, and his black eyes looked weary, as though he'd been up all night. The parrot's role in the jungle was to sing important announcements from the treetops, chirping news of a coming rainfall or windstorm. When he noticed Sienna rounding the tree trunk, he called out to her.
"Did you take the wrong turn, little one?" he said. "A sloth should be up in the trees, not down on the ground."
"Thank you for asking, thoughtful bird," Sienna said. "But in fact, I am an expert in matters of rest and sleep, and I'm on my way to help a far-off monkey to slumboriate."
It occurred to her that she had just made up a word, but all the better, because she liked it just fine.
"I'm heading to find Kaleo," she clarified, "so I can help him sleep."
The parrot was quite impressed.
"That is precisely the kind of initiative we need in this jungle," he said.
Sienna climbed aboard the moss-covered rock and struck up a chat with the parrot. He shared that the night before he'd barely slept.
"I heard Kaleo calling through the night," he said, "and that got me concerned that if he can't sleep, maybe I won't either. Sure enough, I was so worried about sleep that I didn't get a wink."
"Well, you're in luck, my colourful friend," boasted Sienna, and she invited the parrot to join her mission. He was happy to come along, and so they set off together into the jungle. Sienna marching along the leafy ground, and the parrot flying just above, swooping from branch to branch. As afternoon gave way to evening, the call of Kaleo grew a little louder with each passing hour. Before long, Sienna and her friend the parrot arrived at a tiny waterfall, no taller than a pelican, which tumbled over a jumble of rocks and splashed into a stream. Sienna noticed a small creature clinging to a vine that hung over the water. She appeared to be a little tree frog.
"Well, hello to you both,"
the tree frog said in a courteous voice. Sienna and the parrot sat down on a fallen branch beside the stream, and the three of them began to chat. The tree frog
had a bright green back, stripes of blue down her legs and arms, and orange feet that clung to whatever surface they pleased. Her big red eyes blinked wide and warm at whatever found itself in front of them. The tree frog's role in the jungle was to tend to the trees, making sure their branches and leaves were healthy. She had one of the easier jobs, since the trees got along just fine on their own. The tree frog explained that she too had been up all night.
"At first I was concerned for Kaleo," she said, "and that made me think of jalapeno, which is a similar sounding word, I suppose. That made me think about sea turtles, because they're also green, you see. My brain kept jumping from thing to thing until I just couldn't sleep."
Sienna had great sympathy for the plight of the tree frog, so she invited her to join their quest.
"I have special training in rest and relaxation," she explained. "If I can inspire Kaleo to fall asleep, perhaps you'll fall asleep too."
The tree frog accepted this generous invitation. Since she was so small, she climbed onto Sienna's back to hitch a ride. The three of them set off together, heading towards the deep and raspy call of Kaleo. As the journey unfolded, the parrot and the tree frog had a friendly debate about which of them was more colourful, with each believing that the other took the highest honours.
"My friend, you are an absolute spectacle of colour," said the parrot.
"No, no, no," retorted the tree frog. "There's no colour in the world like the red of your wings."
Sienna didn't weigh in on the contest, but found it most entertaining. Crossing through the jungle, the three friends came upon other animals who were tired and unsettled. There was a hummingbird who hovered in the air, like a cloud in a windless sky. And there was a family of white-headed monkeys, nimble and fuzzy creatures, who swung amid the branches as a feather might blow in a breeze. It seemed the entire jungle was sleepless, and everyone wondered what was the matter with Kaleo. But Sienna didn't shy away from the challenge at hand. Through it all, she did her best to honour the ways of the sloth, moving slowly and breathing deeply. After a while, the friends could see that dusk was beginning. As the light began to fade, and the jungle became a world of vivid colour, with a few last beams of sunlight sneaking through the trees and shining across the browns, greys, and greens of the trunks, rocks, and leaves. Soon, they were trudging up a last and final hill. As Kaleo called once more, they could hear he was very close. They arrived at the top of the hill, where they looked down to the ocean from high above. The hilltop was covered with a clutch of ancient trees, their roots knotted together like a mesh of woven wood. Sienna looked down to the water, where long, graceful waves coasted toward the giant mounds of rock that sat along the shoreline, which were round and rugged and black like coal. The surf was white and sudsy, the water blue and brilliant. The sun was just about to slip away for the day, and the whole sky was lit purple, with a scribbled sketch of clouds glowing pink. Sienna noticed a fascinating branch that grew out from its trunk
just above the ground, reaching nearly sideways from the tree. And sitting upon it was Kaleo, the wise howler monkey, with a black fur coat and a wandering tail. He had a pensive face and soulful eyes, though they appeared to be worn and heavy. And when Kaleo saw this colourful troop of characters arriving at the hilltop, he greeted them with a dispirited tone.
"Welcome, my three young visitors," he said. "But it's no use. I'm afraid what began as a concern has become a full-blown predicament. And I don't imagine I'll ever sleep again."
Kaleo slumped over, reaching down with a pointy stick and drawing circles in the dusty soil.
"He's being a little melodramatic, don't you think?" the tree frog whispered to the parrot. "You've earned your right to be a tad over the top when you're the oldest animal around," the parrot whispered back.
"Don't be fretful, Kaleo," Sienna said. "We're here to help. Why don't you begin by telling us what's the matter?"
Kaleo sighed a long and lengthy sigh.
"Well, I suppose it's worth a try," he said.
And he went on to share his story. The day before, a toucan had come to visit Kaleo to ask him about something that had happened in the jungle long ago. It was a summer rainstorm, which had lasted for many days.
"How many days did the storm last?" the toucan had asked.
Kaleo thought and thought, and then he pondered and pondered. And when that didn't work, he tried to just straight up remember. But he couldn't. For the first time, he'd forgotten something. The toucan wasn't bothered by it at all. He just said thank you and flew off for the night. But Kaleo was troubled. And as time went on, his ruminations grew and grew. Late into the night, he was kept wide awake, with concerns not just about the past, but also the future. Because what would happen in the future if he continued to forget the past? He was so fixated that he couldn't sleep. And it was then that he started calling out across the jungle, hoping that someone out there would be able to help.
"I have little hope left," he concluded. "I can never forget that I forgot what I once remembered. And for that, I shall never again rest easy."
Sienna felt very sad for Kaleo, but she thought of an idea.
"But Kaleo," she reasoned, "as my mother has always taught me, very often when we can't sleep, it's because our mind is preoccupied with thoughts of the past or the future, or sometimes both."
Sienna suggested that Kaleo might find peace if he simply focused on what's happening right now.
"Will you try something with me?" she proposed.
With little to lose, Kaleo agreed. Sienna gathered everyone in a circle. The four of them sat on a patch of grass just beyond the trees. She invited everyone to close their eyes, breathe deeply, sit in silence, and just listen. Then she called on each of them to share one beautiful sound of the jungle, something they could hear right then and there, in that very moment. Sienna began by pointing out the soothing sound of the waves splashing against the rocks. The parrot observed the gentle creak of the tree trunks as they swayed in the wind. The tree frog remarked on the friendly voices of her new friends. And then they all waited for Kaleo, whose furry tail swished to and fro as he closed his eyes and listened, just thinking and pondering and wondering. And finally, he spoke, with a newfound calm in his voice.
"Well, I suppose the sound of the wind coming in off the ocean is rather nice. The creaking of the crickets in the grass as well. And the chirping of the birds in the trees. Why, there must be thousands of them."
And Sienna just sat for a while, she and the parrot and the tree frog, just listening as Kaleo sort of stole the show. He went on and on, noticing every little sound of the jungle. The gentle rattle of a far-off woodpecker, drumming on a tree trunk. The snap of a passion fruit, falling from a vine, and rasping through bushes as it tumbled down a hillside, and the rousing stir of countless creatures all across the jungle as they welcomed the arrival of nightfall. As he went on, everyone slipped deeper into the moment, feeling lighter and easier, more calm and relaxed. It was as if the music of the jungle were growing louder. The wind through the trees and the waves on the rocks. Perhaps the most lovely sound of all was the growing peace in Kaleo's voice. And when he finished, he unfurled an enormous husky yawn from his furry face.
"Well, if that didn't do the trick," he said. "Thank you, little Sienna. And thank your mother on my behalf."
"You know my mother?" she said.
"Well, of course," he replied. "She is the most talented sloth to ever hang upside down. It's no surprise to see her daughter doing such inspiring things. Now, you'd best be off and heading home."
Kaleo bellowed another call into the air, this one shorter and deeper. And, within an instant, a gentle creature came trotting to the top of the hill. A white-tailed deer who was beige like a beech, with dots of white down her back.
"Do you need my help, Kaleo?" said the deer.
Kaleo asked her to help his three guests return home, which would be a much quicker way to trek across the jungle. Sienna and the others were delighted, as this would have them home for bedtime.
"I would be honored," replied the deer,
whose job it was to know all the pathways and shortcuts throughout the jungle. The parrot guided the tree frog onto Sienna's back, and then Sienna onto the back of the deer. Kaleo climbed into his tree and snuggled up in a corner where a branch met the trunk. As Sienna and the others turned to leave, Kaleo spoke a few last words with his eyes closed and his voice soft and drifting off.
It was 11, by the way. The rainstorm many years ago. 11 days and nights.
Sienna, the parrot, the tree frog, and the deer all said farewell to Kaleo and wished him sleepy dreams. And with rest restored in the jungle, the four travelers returned down the hill and made their way back under the trees. With Sienna and the tree frog snug and safe, as the deer trotted through the bush, they journeyed over the sea of bark and twigs and leaves, through the ferns and shoots and trees. They passed over the stream with the tiny waterfall and the giant fallen trunk sprouting with trees to be. Eventually, they arrived back at Sienna's home, the great cecropia tree with a tall trunk and a crown of leafy branches. The deer dropped off the trio of sleepy voyagers, and everyone thanked her for the skillful navigation. The deer wished them well and trotted back the way she'd come. Sienna and her two friends made their way to the top of the tree, where her mother greeted them warmly. Sienna shared the story of their journey, and her mother was proud as can be. After a big adventure, it was time to retire for the night. Sienna, her mother, the parrot, and the tree frog all dispersed amidst the tree, each finding a comfy spot on a branch of their own. They cozied up and settled in, closing their eyes and allowing the music of the jungle to carry them off as it chirped and creaked, rustled and whispered. Thanks to Sienna, animals all across the land settled in for the night, an entire rainforest snuggling up for peaceful dreams. And within what seemed like no more than a moment, an inspiring sloth named Sienna drifted off to a slumberous, glorious, wonderful sleep.